what God has been using you to do. And I pray that each and everyone will never miss his or her reward in Jesus' name. I say each and everyone will never miss his or her reward in Jesus' name. I want to believe that since this program started, we have been fired up. We have been encouraged. We have seen a lot of things from the scripture. We have been praying. We have listened to the word. How many of us were blessed by that word this afternoon? If you were blessed, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you were blessed, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we are bringing you into the fire family. Praise the Lord. It's a family. We are all in that family together. Praise the Lord. And we are so proud to be in that family. It's called the faith-based family. It's the family of faith. And we are all in that big family with our father in the Lord, Bishop David Oyedepo, presiding over that big, big, big family. And of course, our father in the Lord, Papa Iye Adeboye, also at the highest place in that family. And we are just moving on, firing the devil everywhere, night and day, morning, evening, night. And we pray that the Lord will continue to bless each and everyone in Jesus' name. So get set for an encounter this afternoon, because I know that God is going to speak to someone. I believe even if it's just one word you will get this afternoon is enough. Just one word. Just one word. Just one word. He sent a word to Jacob and it lighted all of Israel. Just one word. Just one word. Quickly speak to God. Father, send me that one word this afternoon. Send me that one word this afternoon. Send me that one word this afternoon that will bring about a change for me. Send me that one word this afternoon. Send that word to me. That word that will bless me. That word that will change my story. That word that will lift me. That word that will bring about a change for my life. That word that will help me to be better as a servant in your house. That word that will help me. Send me that one word today. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Amen.
Quickly this afternoon before we go into prayers, I'll speak briefly on tips for cell building and development with reward. Tips, what we need to do to build ourselves, to develop it, and for you as a person to have a reward for the work. The Bible says that the laborer is worthy of his wages. If we labor, and I must tell you, the work of God is a lot of labor. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. A lazy person cannot do it. A lazy person cannot survive it. It's a lot of work. But when you are doing that work, there is a reward element. And that reward, nobody here will miss it in Jesus' name. What are these tips? Number one is that you must have a vision for yourself. For that work you are doing for the house of God, you must have a vision for it. Habakkuk chapter 2, from verse 1 through to verse 2, speaks to us extensively about that. Write the vision. He said, I will stand upon my watch and I will set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered and said, write the vision. Make it plain upon the table, that he may run that readeth it. Verse 3, for the vision is for yet of an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. If your cell will grow and move forward, and also you will be rewarded, you must have a vision for that cell. You must know what you want to do. You must know where you are trusting God to take that work in your hands to. You must have a mental picture of where you want, the number of people you want in that cell, how fast you want it to grow, the number of times you want it to be the cell coordinator to split it in a year. It must be in your heart and it must be written. It will be written because it will be easy for you to raise it before God and say, Father, this is what I desire. Do it for me. If it's not written, it's just an assumption. I want my cell to grow from 3 members to 30 members. It's in your heart. But it's not written. It's an assumption. You can decide to forget it tomorrow. But when it is written down, there's a tendency for you to pursue. There's a tendency for God to back up what you have written down. Can you imagine if God just said, there's something called the Bible, but it's just in your heart. It's not delivered like this and put together. So it's important for you to realize that if you are going to ever attain the growth that you are desirous of and the excellence in the cell that you are desirous of, it must be with a vision written down. It must be written down. You must have a note where you have noted it. And then you allow God to work on it. There's somebody here today, between now and December this year, God is going to do mighty works in your cell. In the work that God has committed into your hands, the Lord is going to do a mighty work. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number two is that you must be a prayerful leader. For you to assess the reward of the work you are doing, for the work to move, there must be a prayer element which brings the fire component. It is the prayer element that introduces the fire component. And until there's fire, the devil will not bow. Until there is heat, the rodents will not move away. It says, pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17. Don't stop praying. Don't allow anything to seize your prayer life. The major attack of the devil is on your prayer life. And once you as a cell leader, you are unable to pray as you ought to pray, there is no way to move. There is no way to progress. There is no way to advance. The cell must be a praying cell. Before the cell, during the cell, after the cell. Every cell leader must have the fire of prayer burning inside of him or her. I said a little bit about prayers yesterday. That your prayer life, your spiritual life can be gauged easily from your prayer life. If your prayer life is very solid, it's very, very likely your spiritual life. Because prayer, sin will keep you from prayer, and prayer will keep you from sin. Simple. So if your cell is going to move forward and you are going to be able to get blessed, you must drive it on the platform of prayer. You don't wait only for the prayers in church. On a daily basis, you are praying, Jesus, this cell must have a testimony. This cell must grow. This work you have committed into my hands must have an effect, must have an impact on people's lives. And that's why if you are praying, somebody can come into the cell. You have not even prayed at all. And the sickness that the person came in with disappears. You have not even done any prayer. The person just said, I appreciate you. And then it's as if something drops on the person. God is taking somebody to that level today. I say, God is taking somebody to that level today. God is taking somebody to that level today. If you are that person, shout a big amen. If you are that person, shout a big amen. So you must realize, ladies and gentlemen, that if your cell is ever going to get to where you want God to take it to, you must, on a consistent, continual basis, allow your prayer life to be on fire. Nothing must cut short the number of hours that you pray in a day. You know, for a Christian who is not a Christian that has priority, he cuts short his prayer time to allow for other things. He cuts short his time of prayer and allows for other things. No. It is other things that should be cut, not the prayer. Because that prayer will make other things easy and fast to achieve. It will make other things very easy and fast to achieve. A prayerful person doesn't have slow motion. There's no slow progress. Number three tip for yourselves to grow and for you to assess the reward is be spiritual and exemplary. Titus chapter 2, verse 7 and 8. Titus chapter 2, verse 7 and 8. He said, in all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is contrary, that is of a contrary part, may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. If your cell will grow and you must be rewarded, you must be spiritually minded. You must not be a carnal leader. You must not be a leader that cannot be used as a good example outside. Somebody with me this afternoon, shout hallelujah. Shout a big hallelujah. If you are feeling sleepy, you can stand up and just walk around a little bit. So you must understand this. That is very, very important, that every traces of carnality is dropped. Your cell can't grow higher than your level of spirituality. It can't grow higher. The higher you are built up spiritually, the higher the cell moves spiritually. The higher you progress spiritually in your spiritual walk with God, the higher you are able to move the work committed into your hands. No carnal leader can be rewarded. It's because he will misbehave. He will do what he's not supposed to do. I really want to appreciate God for our cell leaders here. We have, God has really given us a lot of peace in terms of that particular area. We have other areas where we have challenges with leaders, but I think that particular, and it's quite fortunate because we also have a lot of young people here. But God has been so kind. You read, when we read books and you hear a lot of things that happen in cells and a lot of things that are not becoming of Christians. Things that don't glorify God, but we thank God because we need to reiterate it, that on the day you begin to walk in carnality and lack of spirituality, then it is the beginning of the burial of the cell. So you must ensure that you are spiritually minded. You are not carnally minded in the day-to-day affairs. Carnally minded can be many things. It can be in words. It can be in relationships. I read books where people have cell. After the cell, they take somebody inside the room and have a carnal knowledge of the person. We have heard such things. We have read things where people have cell and the little money that came in from that cell that day, they take small out of it. Yeah. God, I'm Gugu the one that I'm Gugu the one that said, oh yeah, it's time for offering. I'm the one that brought the tray to you. So if I spend out of it, those are things. But those kind of things, we thank God that it's not found in our midst. And I pray that such will never be found in our midst in Jesus' name. Number four tip for cell building that will bring reward for you is be friendly and accommodative. Be friendly and accommodative. Be a friendly person. If your cell will move to where you want it to move to, if the work in your hands must move, you must not be a person that is always frowning. I once said that frowning is the cause of drowning. When you frown often, then you are calling for your whatever you are doing to drown. Let the number of times you smile be like times the number of times you have cause to frown. Yeah, there might be a time you have cause to frown. Maybe something is not going on right. And I say, no, this is not right. But you shouldn't be a perpetual person that from morning to night, day, every day, is just to frown and to look so sad and everybody's asking you, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? That would say that the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So we mustn't be people of sad countenance, unhappy countenance, and all that. No. Be friendly. When people come, welcome them. Nobody rejects love. Pastor Kwe told me that that's one of the things he's using in Lagos. I noticed that I used to say it when he was in Lorraine, that nobody rejects love. No, so he has used that love bereketeciously on people, so much so that people are beginning to come on a gradual basis. Once you show love, it's very easy for people to be endeared to you. It's very easy for people to be endeared to you. It's very easy for people to be endeared to the work that you are doing. But when they know, when they are not, when there is no friendliness, when there is no, you know, I told Pastor Mochi recently, I said, very soon we should be doing love feast more often. More often. More often. So that what we practice what we preach. From time to time, people come, not because they are hungry, but because of the fact that you are showing them, maybe you are even far above that person in terms of age or whatever criteria, but you come down to that level and you show friendliness, you display friendliness, then definitely that work in your hands will take a flight. Somebody is here, your cell will never crawl again. I say your cell will never crawl again. In time past, we have had people moving from one cell to another. I said, this cell, I don't like the way they treat us. I don't like the way they behave. I don't feel like going to that cell. The way they always behave. And they said they are not. And the cell is just next door. They said they don't want that cell. We want to go to so cell. Because of, sorry? Yeah. The cell is far away. But they said, no, I want to go to that far one. Because the way we are handled, the way we are treated, is very, very important. So let's try as much as possible to be friendly. Don't give your people the worst chair that can break at any time. Maybe you have some chair from that table that is about to break. They will now sit down. So they now sit down as if they are on top of a potty, because they know the chair can break at any time. No, the best of the best is what we are to give. The Bible says that we should esteem others more than ourselves. We esteem others more than ourselves. We honor others more than we even honor ourselves. This is very, very important. I pray that God will help us in Jesus' name. Number what are we now? Number five is be loyal and obedient. If your cell will grow and move forward, be loyal to the church authorities. Be obedient. Now, in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17, Hebrews 13, verse 17, he says, obey them that have rule over you and submit yourself, for they watch for your souls as they that must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Obey them that have rule over you and submit yourself. It's not natural for a man to submit. It's not natural. Most men want, everybody wants to. But you see, there is no self-made person. There's no way you can do well, progress without submitting yourself, as it were, to an authority over you. There's no way. Especially in this generation where everybody just wants to. There is no way. So for us, for the work in your hands to move forward and to experience speed and progress, we must be submissive. There's no way you can tell people in yourself to do well when you yourself are not submitting the instructions given, you are not obeying them. The directions given, you are not giving. We must try as much as possible to submit. We must try as much as possible to submit. Is very, very, very important. We submit to injunctions. We submit to doctrines. We submit to the things. It says, submit, obey them that have rule over you, submit yourself. For they watch over for your souls as them that must give an account. That is one part of this work that always makes my heart trip. We will give an account. We will give an account. We will give an account. So, we must do it in a way whereby the account will be a good account. So as we submit, we must realize that those people we are submitting to, they will give an account for our souls. And we must try as much as possible to ensure that our submission is total and is absolute, that they do it with joy and not with grief. And that is not it's unprofitable to you if you do anything that will make them sad or unhappy. You know, something happened in the course of the week. Is it this week or last week? One of our members had a fracas with somebody. And then the person said, If social condition or social condition is not met, I will leave the church. And I felt a little, because I felt, okay, you have, Mr. Ogedengbe has misunderstanding with Chubby. Mr. Ogedengbe now said, I will leave the church because I have misunderstanding with Chubby. And Mr. Ogedengbe is somebody who is very close to the church authorities. Very, very close, well loved, well appreciated. You know, you feel that actually is something wrong with this person's mentality. Is it possible for you to be in a place like this and at one point in time or another somebody will not step on your leg? It's not possible. Except you are a dead person. At one time or another, somebody will offend you, somebody will do something, somebody, you know, because we are from different backgrounds, and it's all. Why we now say because of that? You now say, I'm leaving the church. They didn't slap you. They didn't abuse you. They didn't collect your husband or your wife. They didn't collect your car. They didn't borrow money from you. You now say, because you have, is a wrong. Those kind of things, it makes the leaders, sometimes if it's not a very strong leader, feel discouraged about some people. You know, so we mustn't do such things. We mustn't do such things at all. I pray that the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. So we must be obedient and loyal to the authorities for our work to move forward. Number six is we must be soul winners. If you are going, your work will move forward in the house of God, you must continually, consistently be involved in soul winning. In Daniel chapter 12 verse 3, Daniel chapter 12 verse 3, it says, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. If you are involved in soul winning, then the Bible says that you will become a star forever and ever. I pray that everybody here, the grace to become a star, the Lord will give unto us in Jesus' name. I say the Lord will give unto each one in Jesus' name. Soul winning is one of the major work of a cell leader. It's one of the major work of a Christian leader. It's one of the major work of a Christian leader. Working continually, consistently. God bless you. Working continually, consistently to draw more men into the kingdom of God. So draw more men. He said, and they that be wise shall shine in the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness. In Proverbs 11 verse 30, Proverbs 11 verse 30, he said, he that winneth souls is wise. He that winneth souls is so. Winning souls, being involved in soul winning is one of the signs that you are that you're a wise person, that you have wisdom. And this is when we do outreaches, when we, even on your own, without anybody telling you, you can go out. Not to talk of when it is designated. It amazes me when they do outreach, when we call for outreach, or when, and you see people not being present, especially cell leaders. Because it means that we don't know the benefit. We don't know the advantage. There are many things that God loves. But amongst other things, soul winning is high ranking in God's attention. He loves you to pray. He loves worship. But soul winning, the Bible says there is joy in heaven over one soul. And they will not hear except we go and speak to them. Their life will not change except we turn to them and talk to them. So this soul winning remains very important for us. Don't play the fool by during outreach times is the time you watch television, or outreach time is the time you go out to play, or outreach time is the time, maybe outreach is 1 hour, then you only spend 15 minutes out of it for outreach. The rest is for, it's not wise. It's not, nobody might be there, but God is there. God can see the number of minutes you used. And he will use that to reward you accordingly. There's no cheating there.
There is no cheating.
A cell running 2, 3, 4, 5 months, 6 months, there's not even one soul added. And you see that there's a problem. And the cell leader is there. And they say, cell leaders, please stand up. The person stands up. But there's no one soul added. Not one. And there's a problem. So we must try as much as possible to be involved daily, weekly, monthly in soul winning. And I believe personally that soul winning starts from prayer. If you're going to win souls, you must be a praying person. You are praying for souls. You are praying, and then it makes it easy for you, for them to accept Christ under yourself and under the environment that you live, where your cell is. God has given you that environment. You are to dominate that environment spiritually. Nothing happens in that environment without your control. You turn the switch in your place of prayer. Everything in that environment is under your domain. You are to take over that entire environment for God. Nothing must happen in that environment without your consent. That's the way it works. I pray that the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Number what? Number 7, if your cell will grow and you receive reward, you must be a giving leader. A leader that gives. One of the major work of the cell is to meet people's needs physically. The church as a body can also play a vital role in this. That's why we have the welfare department. People have a need that is beyond what the cell leader can do. For example, if somebody has a need of transport fare of 100 naira, you don't need to go to church authority for that. If somebody has a need for things that are within your reach, you don't need to go to church authorities for that. But when it's something that's beyond your reach and is vital, important, and the person is consistent, not just somebody walking into the cell one day and on the first day he says, I want you to buy me, I want you to come and pay my house rent. You know, that one is exploitative. Somebody just walks, there's impact house cell here, and just walking, please, my rent is 180,000. Please come and help me pay for it. That's why I came. That one is exploitative. But you cannot exempt giving from Christianity. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you notice Jesus, in Jesus' ministry, everywhere he went to, it was a blessing to them. Fish, bread, anything that he could give. Sometimes he himself will even look at it, these people shouldn't go without being fed. They have been here for too long. 3 days, 2 days, no. Give them something. They say, there's nothing. They say, there must be something by force and by fire. If it is in your heart as a cell leader, God will put it in your hand. Once it's in your heart to be a blessing to your world, God will place it in your hand. The reason why a lot of people lack is because God knows that if they are blessed beyond what they are now, they will even stop coming to church. They will say, I can't be, I'm too big to be a cell leader. I'm too big to be a leader. I mean, what do I have time for that? John D. Rockefeller, the first American billionaire, maybe even the first billionaire in the world, was a giver, was a tither from his first paycheck till he died, I think at 97 or so. And aside from that, he was an active worker in his church. Active worker in his church all his life. Until today, his foundation is still being a blessing to people all over the world. Because in Proverbs 11 verse 24 to 25, say, there is he that scattereth and yet increaseth, there is he that withholdeth more than his need, yet he turneth to penury. So if you are a person that scatters, you increase. If you are he that withholds, you lack. Don't, as much as possible, don't turn your eyes or your ears away from the needs of your brethren. Don't turn your ears away. Don't do as if you cannot see. Somebody's wearing a slippers to your cell that you can see that it's so, and you have more than 25. Give it out. Give it out. Somebody is looking. Let your eyes be quick to see that somebody has a need. There was a young man in our church, in this church, last week. I just saw him on Friday. after the sale. And I said, ah, what's wrong with you? You're looking a little bit lean. What's wrong? What's going on? He said he said by Saturday he's finishing a 40-day fast. That was notice. Not that he told me that he's lean or that he made any announcement that he's fasting or anything, but it was just notice. Let your eye notice that there's something wrong. Call them. Come. What is wrong? Is there something? Is there an area we can be a blessing to you? If you cannot do it, the church can do it. We do a lot of things underground, which we don't like to make noise about and all that. A lot of things, you know, just to ensure that our people's needs to the extent to which God has helped us can be met. Nobody in this church is permitted to lack. And I pray that nobody will lack in Jesus' name. So as a leader, don't see it as a challenge. Years ago, I was pastoring the church before this ministry started. And almost every Sunday, every money I put in my pocket to church finishes on members. No matter how much I take, all the money will finish from this need, that need, this need, that need. Then we went for pastor's meeting. Then I now asked that, please, I want to find out something new. Something is happening in my church that almost every Sunday, no matter others laughed. They say, we don't do that too. No, even if the person is weeping like this, we will not give anything. I say, is that how people are doing it? Then I propose in my heart that me, I will not do that. I saw some exploitative things there. Some people were using it to exploit the church, and the pastor is a nice person. But some people were actually in need. But can I tell you this? That was when the little financial turnaround that we had started. You know, you must learn to think and trace your roots so that you can continue to bear your fruit. When you are able to trace your roots, you continue to bear. I recall that was when the little turnaround began to start. So don't turn your eye. Don't do as if you can't see it. You can see it. Stretch your hands of love. Stretch your hands of love. Stretch your hand. You can see somebody after say roaming around, looking, ask, well, is there something I can do? Is there an area to which I can be a blessing to you? Somebody's here today. By the time we are doing Christmas this year, your bank account will be full of God's blessings. Amen. I say your bank account will be full of God's blessings. Amen. You know, I prayed a prayer, a prophecy yesterday. I said, strange blessings will be coming for somebody. And I believe that person is here today. Strange dimensions of blessing will be coming for you. Amen. Strange dimensions of blessings will be coming for you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Number 8, be steadfast and strong. Be steadfast. In 2 Timothy 2, verse 2, in 2 Timothy 2, verse 3, he said, therefore, be endure hardness as a good soldier of Christ. Be strong. Endure hardness. The work of God is not a work for the lazy. I've been saying that for many, many years. Okay, people are in their houses now. Some people are even in some people's houses eating their cow. You are here. And that's why God blesses faithful ministers mercilessly. God blesses them mercilessly. In those days, when you were not yet a leader, at this time, you've probably been your friend, maybe your colleague at work, who killed a cow. You are already in their house now, tearing meat, doing this. They have packed some for you. You take it home with Gary. But now, by the time you leave this place now, you are going home to rest. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58, it says, be thou steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work, for you know that your labor is not in vain. So, steadfastness in the work of God is very, very important. Your labor is rewarded on your steadfastness. Your steadfastness. Our God is very steadfast. That's why we are here today. If God decides to withdraw from serving us for 1 hour or 1 minute, we are gone. Look at the story of Job. God said, devil, have you seen Job, my servant? He's a faithful man. He's a one man that fears God and eschews evil. Devil said, ah, it is because you surrounded yourself and put fire around about him. Just give me just 1 minute. Let me deal with him. God said, okay, I give him to you. But I will not allow you to take his life. And within that singular minute, in the same chapter, Job was finished. All his sons, daughters, wiped out. His business, wiped out. Himself, in sickness. I said, devil is very wicked. Devil will not have his way in your life in Jesus' name. Devil will not have his way in your life in Jesus' name. Let me tell you this. Many of us here, God is blessing you, is because of your steadfastness in his work. On the day you decide that you don't care about God, you don't care about his work, then you are at risk. That's why you must continue to be steadfast. Your steadfastness is vital to your reward. Your consistency in your work for God, in the department to which you are serving, is important. It must be continuous. It must be consistent. Then you have called for your reward. You have sent for your reward. You have qualified for your reward. Somebody is here today. You have put your hands on the plow. You never look back. Amen. I say you have put your hands on the plow. You never look back. Amen. Say he that puts his hand on the plow and looks back is not worthy. He cannot be rewarded. He cannot be blessed. He has been serving. But he did not wait for the reward before he turned back. Until I hear well done. Until I hear well done. I will never stop my journey halfway. Halfway. Until I hear well done. Until I hear. Until I hear well done. Until I hear well done, I will never stop my journey halfway, until I hear. Until God rewards you, until he blesses you, there's nothing like turning back. You know, I always encourage myself. I say, if my fathers, Abadiboye, Bishop Oyedepo, are still on the field doing evangelism, praying in the night, roaring like lions. Okay, what will I now say is my problem? What will I say is my problem? Is it that God, am I incapacitated? Am I stupid? What is my problem? May God give us understanding. You know, thinking is very important. You must regularly think. You must regularly think. I called one of us. The person is here. I called him during the week. I said, what's happening? I've not been seeing you regularly. And he said, work. I thought in my head, I said, this work must not collect God from you. This work must not. You must be able to balance yourself. You must be able to balance yourself. You must be able to balance yourself. I was working in a place whereby many of you know how banking job is, especially in the high ranking banks. It's like working in hell because of the target, the time. But I still go to church every day, sometimes sleeping over in the church to be able to have time to pray. There was no day, Monday to Sunday, I wasn't the senior pastor. I still did evangelism minimum once a week. Is just a matter of steadfastness. It's just a function of it's just a matter of steadfastness. In the night, I will still be praying. My wife will come out. Sometimes I remember then when she was pregnant, she would come out and say, my voice is loud. I said, let it be loud. Because I know I must keep on at it. Friends, it's a new day for you today. It's a new day for you today. Grace for steadfastness, for consistency, grace to think right until you get it right. God is giving it to you today. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I say God is giving it to you today. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Number
Number nine, tips for self-building, their development with reward, is do the work of follow-up. Acts 15, verse 36. Do the work of following people up in the cell. And some days after Paul and Barnabas, let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they do. That was Paul speaking. He said, let us go. These people that we are teaching, let us go and see how they are doing. Let us go and follow them up. The work of a leader in the church is like farming. You don't farm or plant something and then you leave it. You must go to the farm regularly and check it out. People are a lot of chameleon-like when they're in church. You know, when someone is in church and the person behaves in a very bad way, it means the person is very, 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 very bad. Because most people put up their best behaviors in church. Praise the Lord. Most people put up their best. It's very unlikely that somebody is in church, they are doing praise worship, and then you go to the protocol and give him a dirty slap. Wah! It's very unlikely. But outside, some people do it. It's very unlikely that you see your husband in the church and hold him in his shirt and in one stride remove all his button. But outside people do it. That's why we must do the work of follow-up. That's why from time to time we must go visiting our members. Checking them out in their homes. Checking them out in their offices. Meeting them unawares. Catching them unawares. A friend of mine who is a pastor was telling me a story of a member they went to follow up in their church. The guy is a Navy officer. And they just decided to go to his house. It was one of the people coordinating the choir. And as they entered his house, bam, a married man. His wife is in another station. He was in that station. They met one of the girls in the choir on wrapper in his parlor. One of the girls in the choir on wrapper in his parlor. A Navy officer, a member of the church. Probably one of the biggest titles in the church. It was as if the ground should open up and swallow him up. What about if they did not do follow up? Papa Edeku has told us the story before of one woman that would have died for cheap if not because cell leader went to her house to check. She was sick. Her children were grown up. Nobody to call. Her phone. Okay, like my phone is down now. I just gave it to Shola to have me to charge now. She was sick in the house. Her phones were down. Nobody could. She could not talk to anybody. They said, they cannot check mommy. They're running weekly service. And as he entered, he saw her. She could not move on the floor. Mommy, what's going on? Call people, carry her to the car. And just simple treatment. She was okay. She would have died for free. Died for cheap. May God make you a rescue agent. May God make you an agent of rescue. May God make you an agent of rescue. I say, may God make you an agent of rescue. May God make you an agent of rescue. May God make you an agent of rescue. You know, one of the things I always pray for, God, give me the power I need to be able to meet the needs of the people. Financial power. Spiritual power. I'm presently praying on some mantles now for some nights. And when I'm through with that, we'll bring it to the church for ministrations to the people. You must think as a rescue agent sent by God. Not just somebody there as somebody asking for something or trying to get something. No. You must think you are a rescue agent. An end time rescue agent. We'll preach about that some other time. It's a new day for somebody here today. So follow up, very important.
Very, very important. I'd like to double up now because I don't normally like to exceed the time allocated to me in any program. We're now in number 10. Okay. Be passionate about the work. After this, I'll take two more, then we'll pray. Be passionate about... Don't allow any work given to you to be done sloppily. Be passionate. Let passion flow in your heart. Be passionate. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10, say, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might. For there is no work in that place where you go. This is the only place where you're going to work. So, if you are, for any reason, given any assignment, do it so passionately. Everybody knows that you are passionate about it. Do it not for any form of, you see, it is your passion for contribution that guarantees your reward. Not your passion for reward that guarantees your reward. It is your passion for country. You are just passionate. They say, is it only cell of three people? Just cell of three people that you are doing like this, that you are preparing like this for. Say, yes. It's three people today. It can be 30 tomorrow. It can become a church tomorrow. It is your passion that gives you your portion. Your passion gives you your portion. Your passion gives you your portion. Passionless people have no future. 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 Passionless, if you are not, you, if there's anything you and I must be passionate about, it must be the work of God. We must be passionate. Something must be driving us to want to do more for God. Something must be driving us to want to do more for God. Something must be pushing us to want to do more for God. It is that passion that makes you to wake up in the night to pray. It's that passion that makes you to fast. It's that passion that makes you to go out for follow-up. It's that passion that makes you to extend love to somebody. It's that passion that makes you to study the scriptures. Passion, 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 passion. The more passionate you and I are, the more we are able to get our portions in Christ. Many people don't know what is needed in the house of God. You know, man can see the face, but God can see the heart. One, God sees in your heart that there's a passion for him in your heart. He'll give you your place in life. Somebody's here today. This month will not end without God taking you to your place in life. Amen. Between now and the end of this month, God will take you to your place in life. Amen. Once God sees that you have a passion for him, he will lift you up. He will bless you so much. He will bless you so much. It is that passion for God that push Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego to say, there's nothing you can do. I will never, bow to you. Do your worst. Is there anything worse than fire? Throw us inside. We will not bow. Ah, the man said, fire! You will not bow. Take him there. The people that went to throw them there, the heat of the fire, it killed them. They were inside, and a fourth man was there. Somebody's here today. You will never be left alone. 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 So be passionate. Number 11, be studious. 1 Timothy 4 verse 16, take heed to thyself. Take heed to thyself. That is, be studious. Be a studious person. Take time to study. I would say study to show thyself approved, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The word of God is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for reproof, and for instruction. The word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, it says, this book of the Lord shall not depart out of thy mouth. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So you must be studious. You can't enter a cell, and then the person in the cell even knows scriptures more than you. You settle down. Settle down and study. Personally, I have noticed most Christians spend a lot of time with God in prayers, but many Christians don't spend enough time in studying. Because, you know, when you are praying, you speak. You are speaking, you are having a nice time sometimes, you know. But when you are studying, you are receiving. You are receiving. You are receiving rhema. And it's not easy to to settle down in one spot and just be studying 1 hour, 2 hours. In the school of ministry of the ministry, you just listen to their message now, the senior pastor. If you are just starting, you are to read 40 chapters of the Bible per day. 40 per day. That's the standard. Also in Winners Chapel, if you are going to, it's minimum 40 upward per day. That's your minimum chapters of the Bible per day. If you are going to be a minister or a leader, like 40 consistently every day. You are injecting 40 chapters per day into your system. And your speaking in tongues, it cannot be for a member or 1 hour. It's the standard per day. That's the minimum. God is going to take you there. Yeah. I say God is going to take you there. Yeah. I listened to a testimony of a young man. He said, praying in the Holy Ghost for 7 hours is not a challenge for me. Say it's not a challenge. Say it's not a problem. Praying the Holy Ghost 7 hours. There's some Christians praying the Holy Ghost 7 minutes is a challenge. 7 minutes. Somebody says 7 hours. Rekotaklialosh akakoto briando sankatia. 7 hours consistently, not stopping. There's no song in between. No. May the Lord give us understanding. I said, may the Lord give us understanding. That's why, you know, those things, they charge you. You are heavily charged. You know, the issue of carnality doesn't even come. The issue of carnality doesn't come. Because the fire is there. The fire is very... You are somebody that has even prayed for 1 hour in the Holy Ghost. You are on serious fire. Not talk of 7 hours. It's a new day for somebody here today. It's a new day for somebody here today. We will get there. In Jesus' mighty name. And lastly, where I will stop, show love to the people. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13. Now there are abided faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of them all is love, which is also called charity. In Hebrews 13, verse 4, it says, let brotherly love continue. If you are going to be rewarded, you must live in love. Live in love. And what is love? Caring. Forgiving. That's love. Caring. You see, our expectations of people are so high that when they offend us, we behave as if those people are not human beings. We have so much expectation of human beings that when they do something wrong, you now look at it as if it is God himself that's... No. Don't let your expectation of a human being be so high that when they do something that is wrong, you now cannot express your love again. You now turn it, your love, that love into hatred. Our love must be total. Our love must be consistent. Our love must not be a love that is withdrawn. No. No. Our love for the people must be continuous as leaders. Continuously showing love to them. Continuously expressing love to them. In our words, in our thoughts, in our speech, in our conduct, every time, everywhere. May it not happen that you know somebody around you that has a need and you don't raise it up to God in the place of prayer. No. Somebody has a need and you know that this person needs something. And then you are praying, you are with God for a whole day and that person's name doesn't show up in your prayer list. No. How is it possible for a man to pray for himself from morning to night? He doesn't make it. If I pray a prayer of 1 hour, maybe 5 minutes out of it, I'll mention my name. If I remember to. Because there's so much to pray about. There's so much to pray about. There is so much to pray about. You don't wait for people to tell you they have a need. That thing, that project, that thing that they know that they need, it should be paramount in your talking to God. It's a new day for somebody here today. That grace to love consistently like God loves us. That grace comes upon somebody here today. I said that grace comes upon somebody here today. That grace comes upon somebody here today. No, no, one of the, not only the members, loving the leaders, the leadership. covering our backs to ensure that, you know, the attacks of the wicked don't penetrate. Shielding them. I don't know if you have listened to one of those CDs where the story was said of a young man that guarded the general. You heard it? A general, some people wanted to attack a general in an army. And one of the men there guarded that general. This is a real life thing, no, it's not a film. Real life. Guarded that general and ensured that not one bullet touched the general. Not one bullet. The person is a member of that church. That is how to be a good leader in a church. Not any of us also participating in anything that can also bring down those. I always say this. The reason why I know this ministry, God will continue to take it forward. I have never in my life till now been a part of pulling down anybody, any minister, anywhere, living or dead. Never. I have never contributed. I have never added money or added mouth to it. Yeah, this person is a useless person. He will soon die. It's not my business. I have more than enough to do. So, it's a new day for somebody here today. Grace to express love. We are not, there's no cell in competition with another cell. We are all working together for the work of God. There's no church in competition with another church. Some churches, they will be behaving as if another church is their enemy. There's no church. There's no enemy. We are all working for the same goal. And that goal is to make the people come closer to God, be rapturable, they are blessed, their life changes, and they move on to where God is taking them. I pray that everybody here today, you will never miss your reward forever. Amen. You will never miss your reward forever. You will never miss your reward forever. The reward of your consistent labor in the house of God will never be missed in the name of Jesus. Your labor will never be wasted. Your effort will never be a waste. Your effort will never be a waste. Your effort will never be a waste. Every of your effort will bring good results. In the name of Jesus. I decree today that your going out is blessed. Your coming in is blessed. Your children are blessed. Your business is blessed. Your life is blessed. Your health is blessed. Your finance is blessed. Everything you lay your hands upon is blessed. Your marital destiny is blessed. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands to heaven and thank God. Give him praise. Appreciate him. Thank him. Give him praise. Give him praise. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. One prayer. Father, empower me to be a doer of this word. Help me to be a doer. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord, to be a doer of this word. Help me to be a doer. Not just a hearer. Not just a hearer. Let me be a doer of this word. Help me. Assist me. Help me. Help me. Help me to be a doer of this word. Assist me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord.
Let's pray for more grace. More grace.